Hey guys, it's Tori.
And Anissa.
And we have some intel that we think you're going to want to hear.
The challenge Spies, Lies, and Allies is coming to MTV with more international challengers than ever before.
And we live to tell the tale. We just got back from filming. We are so excited to give you guys the inside scoop on every single episode right here on MTV's official challenge podcast.
Listen to MTV's official challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's go to the Kentucky State Fair right now. Alex Miller, the great Kentucky singer, American Idol superstar. Oh, my gosh, I love this kid. Alex, how's life?
Oh, it's treating me real well. I'm out here at the Kentucky State Fair, and we're about to put on a show.
I know. You're a part of this show tonight. And then aren't you, like, at other state fairs in the coming weeks?
Oh, yes. So I'll be going to a Missouri State Fair. We're going to finish up here tonight and go to Missouri and doing their state fair. And then I'm going to Seattle, Washington here in early September. So my life is really, really going busy right now.
Yeah. Is Seattle the Washington State Fair, or is that just some other event?
It's the Washington State Fair, the big booger out there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they got a lot of hippies out there. You'll probably smell a little bit of that marijuana when you're performing. So put a clothespin on your nose when you're performing out.
I sure will. Thanks for the heads up.
Your dad will be upset if that smoke is drifting your way.
Yes, he will.
All right, let's.
I'll get a whipping, is what I get.
That's exactly right. You don't want another whipping.
No.
Now, when's the last time you had one of those? A good old country whipping.
Lord, a licking and a whipping's different. See, a licking's when you get in a fight, but a whipping. I ain't had a whipping since I was about 10 or 11 years old, because about that time I got about as tall as Dad. So it's hard to whip somebody taller than you.
That's exactly right. Once you get bigger, they're just like, hey, dummy, stop doing that or whatever.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right.
And a licking's when you get beat up in a fight, right? You've never been in a fight. You're a lover, not a fighter.
That's exactly right. And, you know, nobody's ever been brave enough to test me either. So I don't know how I'd fare in a fight.
All right, you and I spoke, I don't know, a couple months ago. And at that time, we were talking about Luke Bryan and your buddy Luke Bryan. He's going to appear with you at some time. He promised to do that. But there was also something about, was it the Ryman Auditorium or the Grand Ole Opry, and you were going to get to go on stage somewhere?
Oh, yes. I got to go perform at the Ryman Auditorium with Rhonda Vinson and The Rage. She invited me down. It was on a Thursday, and I got to go down and perform on the Ryman stage. But I ain't made it to the Opry yet, but I did get to go to the Ryman. So,
okay.
Tickled to death with that.
Well, how did that feel on that famous stage at the Ryman Auditorium?
You know, the Ryman Auditorium has so much history, and for country music singers and country music fans, it's kind of a shrine to the old country world, I would say. And so the fact that I got to play at that historic location was something that I only dreamed of as a boy. And in fact, you know, I'm opening for Josh Turner tonight, and I got to see him at the Ryman whenever he did a Ryman show. So it's nice to get open for Josh Turner after seeing him at a place I played. So very, very cool.
That's great. Have you had a chance to speak with Josh yet?
I have not, but I'm going to make my way around.
Yeah, well, you'll see him in a while. The two of you probably be on a Ferris wheel in a few hours.
That sounds like a plan to me.
Well, he's a heck of a guy. He's just got that big voice.
Yes, he is.
He got that big old voice. Alex.
Yeah, that's right.
Alex, it's nice to meet you, Alex. That's what he'll say. All right. All right, so you get to perform tonight at the Kentucky State Fair. We're all excited for you. Kentucky boy performing at the Kentucky State Fair. That's great stuff. We're actually going to talk about an upcoming event that is serious in nature, too, and it's called Global Game Changers, a student empowerment program. It's a national nonprofit organization, and what they do is provide enriching educational programs that empower kids to discover their inner superpower, make the world a better place. And what happens is, Alex, how old are you, 20, 19?
No, I'm only 18.
You're 18 years old.
I go to the fair without my parents now.
Exactly. I didn't even think about that. But on a serious topic, 9/11 comes up, and you weren't even born when that happened. The 20th anniversary of 9/11 is coming up. So at what point in your life did you become aware of what 9/11 is about when you hear adults talking about it?
Well, when I think of 9/11, I think of, you know, the planes hitting the towers. We learned about it growing up in school, and our teachers did a very good job explaining to us what happened. And to be a part of the what the Global Game Changers are doing is unbelievable, and I'm very, very honored that they have asked me to do this. I'm a very cut-up guy, but I have a serious side, too, and it's always nice to support kids and what kids are doing.
Exactly. The Global Game Changers event in Louisville is called the 9/11 Lesson, celebrating real-life superheroes, and it teaches elementary-level school children about the historical events and the impact from September 11, 2001, and then it honors the sacrifices of those who lost their lives on 9/11 with a special focus on the first responders and military and those who rose in service because of the tragedy. And this is all to engage the youngest of citizens in service and inspire them to be real-life superheroes. I love the premise of this, Alex. What is your job during this event?
Well, I will actually be performing at Parish Town Hall that Saturday on September 11th. I'll be performing at 12 o'clock. And I'll also be performing with my band at 5:30. So, folks, if you want to, come on out and see me at Parish Town Hall on 9/11, and you'll get a good show and get to meet some kids and get their stories and what's going on with them.
Outstanding, and it's good to see that this lesson is being taught to young kids because they move along. They don't even know what we're talking about when we say 9/11. I mean, you talk to a 5-6-year-old, obviously they have no clue what we're talking about. But it's a very serious, somber occasion that we will be marking come Saturday, September 11th. I know the event at Paristown, which is like Broadway and Barrett, right where those come together. And it's a great place they've built up there. That Paristown Hall is beautiful. Your event runs 11 till 7 that day. And Heather French Henry, the former Miss America and National Veterans Advocate. You've met her before, haven't you, Alex?
I think so, yes. But it'll be good to see her again.
Oh, my goodness. She's just one of the sweetest people ever. She's dedicated her whole life to helping veterans, and she'll be the MC for the day, and then they've got you performing, as you said, at noon, an acoustical set, and your whole band at 5:30. Then they've got lots of other things, too. Fire engines, police vehicles, helicopter, World Trade Center, steel beam, museum artifacts will be there, too.
Yeah.
Plus, for the kids, stair climb challenges in partnership with the YMCA. It's always about good health, too. And then food trucks and activities for kids throughout the day. Alex, it's just good to hear your happy voice again. I'm glad you're doing so well. And so you got a bunch of state fairs and other shows coming up. And then what about recorded music? You got anything new that you're working on?
Well, I'll give you a little TMZ information. We got to go down to Nashville, and we just got done recording the album. And I've been working on an album, got it pretty well recorded and squared away. It's just a matter of time before it's out for folks to go buy and listen to, and I hope the folks are going to like it. It's really a good album. If I don't say so myself, I guess I'm kind of partial, but it's really good stuff, and I hope the folks come out and support me.
I love your songs, and people can find you on social media, Alex Miller Music. Isn't that usually the tagline?
Yes, it is. Alex Miller Music.
Alex Miller Music. Great to talk to you again, buddy. Have a great show tonight at the State Fair, and say hey to Josh Turner for us, okay?
I sure will. Take care now.
See you, Alex. Thanks, buddy.
See ya.
That's Alex Miller. He's just the nicest kid. He was on American Idol, and he and Luke Bryan are buddies now, but Luke Bryan promised he's going to do a show with him at some point. And obviously the COVID situation's kind of gotten in the way, but they'll get around to getting that worked out eventually. Back in a minute on News Radio 840 WHAS.
Oh, now they need to see my birth certificate. Honey, where do we keep the birth certificates?
Why?
Buying socks.
Socks. I'll check upstairs.
It's easy to be unsafe online.
You're the best.
Now it's easy to help protect yourself. Norton 360 with LifeLock gives you device security, a VPN for online privacy, and identity theft protection. All in one. Opt in to cyber safety. Save 25% or more off your first year at norton.com/news.